Okay, this week's parasha is Parshas Bo, getting to almost the climax of the Yetzia from Mitzrayim. And beginning of the parasha, Paro is finally caving in to a certain degree, ready to let Am Yisrael go out of Mitzrayim. And then Paro is only, we'll call it Modu Mitzvah, is only about Mitzvah. So he is Modu Mitzvah. He says, who's going? Mi v'ami ha'holchim. Who is going out? V'yomer Moshe, bin areinu v'yizkein neilech, v'vayinu v'naseinu b'tzayinu v'kareinu neilech, ki chag Hashem lanu. Okay? Moshe's response, we'll do this pasuk at length in 1 second. Moshe's response is, everyone has to go. It's very important. Everybody, from the old, the young, the children, everyone has to go out. So the animals, we all have to go. So Paro then says, No, it's a bad idea. I know better. It's not a good idea for you to do that. Leave everybody here. Those who have to go serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu should go. And be Zoveach Hashem. And then you will, everyone else will stay here, and then you'll come back and you'll join up with everybody afterwards. That is the give and take. Asks, or points out, we should say, we'll start with that, points out the Kli Yakar that the Lashon HaPasuk is mamash not understandable. The Pasuk should have read the following. Mi v'mi alochim, and the pasuk test should have said, "V'yomer Moshe, bin areinu, ubizkeinenu, bevaneinu, uvinoseinu, bitzoneinu, ufkareinu." That's what he wants to say. That the question was, "Who's going?" The answer is, "All these people are going." There are parts of this pasuk that are not necessary, and actually are back in the question. What are they doing in the pasuk? Number one, "V'yomer Moshe, bin areinu, ubizkeinenu, nelech." Our older people and the younger people are going to go out. Nelech is a word that's not clear. Bevaneinu, ibnoseinu, betoneinu, bekareinu, nelech. So first of all, even the Shittas Moshe Rabbeinu, it should have said, Bevaneinu. Binareinu is keneinu, bevaneinu, ibnoseinu, betoneinu, bekareinu, nelech. What's the two different nelechs? We're going to go out, we're going to go out. Why break it up? You have a whole list. Okay? And then at the end you say, Nelech. And what is the tack-on at the end of the pasuk? Ki chag Hashem lanu. I don't think Paro, I mean, in all due respect, I don't really think he cared so much what the cause of it is and what kind of holiday we're having. What does it matter to Paro? Ki chag Hashem lanu. How is that a hesber? How is that an explanation? How is that irrelevant to his question? He only asked, who's going? So much Rebbeinu should have said, these people are going. I don't need any reasons, I don't need explanations, and I don't need any special fancy tirades of what's going on. So says the Kli Yakar, Mama Shemar Dika Pshat, says the following. His first question is what I mentioned, which is, you should have just said, where all these people are going out. Fourth line he says, Ratzel Lomar, you want us to be holchim. Mi v'mi ha'holchim. Who are the walkers? Who are the ones who are going out? You think that we're like everybody else in the world? No, you got it all wrong. We're not like everybody else. Ella, binareinu v'izkenenu nelech. First of all, binareinu v'izkenenu nelech. That's one category. What's special about those people? Next line, Yafa Bisha Bechol HaOchim. Ein Ochim Yizboach, Ki'im Misha Darkam Yizboach. Even though, based on what I was requesting, which was to go out and be Zoveach LaHashem, that was the request in last week's Parsha, we need to go out, we need to be Zoveach LaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you'd say, okay, so let the people who are going to be in the Kabbalah, let them go, everyone else is going to stay here. That's number one thing you have to realize, is that's not the case. Mikol Kama Nachnu Nelech, Mikol Vachol. Number one, we're all going, not just those who are going to serve, which are the Binarein, which we are the people who generally are the ones who are going to do the Avoda. The old wise men and the younger ones, we don't mean Binarein, we don't mean the little kids, that's Binarenu. Narenu, the 20-year-olds, 25-year-olds, the younger people. Why are they going out? Ki chag Hashem lanu. Ki bishlama kol ha-holchim, she'enan holchim, ekim lizboach, din hu lo yalchu ki im yishdar kalin yizbach. You're right. According to your shita paro, that we're holchim, and the holchim should just be the people who are going out to serve. So that would be like everybody else in the world. Aval anachnu zulat ha'avodah. Outside of the kabbalas that we have to bring, the hainu chag l'Hashem. Yesh lanu mitzvah acheres od. V'hi simchas ha'chag. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Paro, you want to know why it is the hemshich of the puzzle that we all have to go out? Ki chag Hashem lanu. We're not just bringing karbanas. If we're just bringing karbanas, shechting karbanas and bringing them, you're right. All people who have to shecht and are part of the process go out. But chag Hashem lanu, there's something else going on here in addition, a second din. Tzvei dinim. Simchas ha'chag. It has to also be, the Chag is not just for Hashem, it's Chag Hashem Lanu. There are two parts of the Chag also. There's part of the Chag which is for Kadosh Baruch, which is the Karbanos we have to bring. And then, there's also a part of the Chag that's for us. And in order for it to be for us, we need the following. V'yadua. When does a person feel simcha? When does a person feel shalem? That's when he has his wife and his children and his possessions. How could a person sing in an estranged land when his wife and his children and all his property is somewhere else being held as a collateral for him? Meaning, if they would all remain in Mitzrayim, and just the holchim would go out, the ovdim would go out and serve, how could they have a chag? How could they be a simcha? How could they do shira? You can only do shira when you feel a sense of shleimus, of simcha. That has to be with everybody. Hashri b'lo isha, hashri b'lo simcha. Ulekach amar shtei pam nelech. Now we're coming back to the pasuk now. You want to know why it says Nelech twice? I'll tell you why. La'aso shtei chalukos ba'holchim. There are two categories of people going out. Ki na'reinu miskenim nelech la'avod. Those who are going to do the service, the na'reinu miskenenu, they're going to go out. And even the shitas l'paro, your motive to those people, because those are people who are going to be oved. So they're going out. Nelech. One break in the pasuk. Bivaneinu v'nafseinu. Bitzoneinu v'kareinu nelech. Also, though, a separate din, because of the end of the pasuk, ki chag Hashem lanu, which is that we have to also be mitsameach, not only with Hashem, but also lanu, it has to be a simcha for us. We have to have a good time. We have to feel emotionally in a rejoicing fashion that we can have, that we can be mamish b'simcha on this chag. In order for that to be happening, we have to have our children. We have to have our possessions, and everything has to come with us. We can't be part and part. If we are one place, but our possession or our children or our family is away, that's not going to cut. It's not going to be a chag. Okay, so I think this is a beautiful idea. Number two major things from this pasuk. First of all, just the taich in the pasuk is beautiful. The questions were great, and the answers are great. What is the two eshleshonos of Nelech? Was our one question. Second question was, what's ki chag Hashem lanu? Why do we need the idea that's chag Hashem lanu? Even if it would just be ki chag Hashem, would also be, what's the eshle lanu? Also, says the Kriyakar, you have to understand how to read the pasuk. There are two separate camps in the pasuk, so I split up. Binarenu is kenenu, Nelech, part number one. Those are the people who are going to be oved. Those are for sure going out. That's lekule alma. Those people have to go because they're needed for the zvicha. Binareinu v'iskenenu v'tzoneinu v'kareinu nelech. Another category and another nelech, because this is not the same thing as the first nelech. Nelech, that's first category, is for serving. This is not for serving. This is for simcha. Ki chag Hashem lanu. And even I would even say in the trup, it's actually beautiful. V'yom Moshe binareinu v'iskenenu nelech. That's a chatzi pasuk. Okay, with a esnachta, and then bivaneinu 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 kareinu nelech ki chag Hashem lanu. That's all one part of the second half of the pasuk. All that's connected. Why all that is going to happen? Ki chag Hashem lanu. The chag, in addition to the chag being for Hashem, which we bring korbanos for Hakadosh Baruch Hu, for nachas ruach for Hakadosh Baruch Hu, but a chag is also chetzio Hashem and chetzio lachem. In order for us to be mekayim our chag in the most positive and the highest level, we need to also have everything with us. And I think that's the touch in the pasuk. And I think on a rayon level, Moshe Ben was teaching Paro here something very, very special with Am Yisrael. And maybe it's true by the Goyim as well, but Paro didn't see it that way. Is that in order for a person to really have a tremendous hargasha, tremendous feeling of simcha, okay, it really is enodome when you have all the parts together, and you have a person sees his children, person sees his extended family, person sees his possessions, okay, person, the chagim are sort of the time when a person steps back and says and looks and says, wow, Baruch Hashem, you know, Chazdei Hashem, I have all this, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me so much. And Chag is that time where a person really has that rejoicing and that bubbly feeling of, wow, thank you so much. And in order for that to be true, it has to be a simcha that's shalem, it has to have all the parts that are there together. And that's the way that the Chag should be celebrated, and to recognize that also within every Chag, obviously there are two different avodas. We do obviously have a lot of time in the Chag that's for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and our time in the davening, and those parts are Chetzio LaHashem, and then there's also a part of the Chag which is Chetzio LaChem, which is a person's own personal simcha of what they have and how they rejoice, and that is a different aspect of every chag. Okay, just to tell you a good joke. It's a joke, but it's a chassidish word, which I'm not usually say, but I'll tell you one tonight. Which is the line goes that they were coming out of shul on Yantif, and it was very, very late davening. It went till maybe, 12, 1 o'clock, and people were walking out of the shul after the whole morning, and so they said, one chassid said to the other one, to the Rebbe, and he says to him, okay, so now that we did the chatzio l'Hashem, now I have to go do the chatzio l'Hashem. It's getting closer already, you know, so much of the day already passed. So the Rebbe looked back at him and said to him, no, you got it all wrong. Now, we just finished the chatzio l'Hashem. Now we're going to go to the Chetzi LaHashem. Now that we're going to go have the Sudas, that's why I voted for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Davening, that was for ourselves. Now we have to go serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's go eat and do it in a proper fashion and serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Avodah, B'Simcha, B'Sudah. That's really for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Chetzi. That's what they say. I don't know. Okay. So, that's one word. I think a very, very nice idea. Continuing on a little bit further, another beautiful word. I'm full of chassidish words tonight. This one's also a great one. The chiddush yarim. This is a gevaldik one. Gam mo'ver Moshe. Gam atatim biyadim zvachim v'olod v'asinu la'Hashem Elokein. You're also going to give us karbanas so we can take. Not just what we're going to take, but you're also going to help us out. You're going to give us some karbanas as well. V'yomer v'gam ikneinu yelech imanu. And we're going to take all of our animals. Lo tisher parsa. Nothing's going to even, not even one foot, one hoof is not going to remember there, remain there. Kimenu nikach lavor et Hashem Elokeinu. We're going to take everything with us. Va'anachnu lo neida ma na'avor et Hashem ad bo'enu shama. We don't know what the avoda is going to have to do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu until we get there. So therefore, we have to take everything, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu might ask us to bring, who knows how many hundreds or thousands of animals, we don't know. So we have to take everything, because we never know what's going to happen. So we got to take everything, and now that we take everything of ours, you're going to add on a little bit extra for us also to take. Okay. That's the Parshat Chat in the Pasuk. Says the Shemana Tov, quoting the Chiddush Harim, the following word. This is a beautiful word. U'pirish Harim. De'mashen ne'mar v'anachnu lo neida. That which it says in the pasuk, "Va'nachnu lo neida man avodas Hashem ad bo'enu shama." We're not going to know how to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu until we get there. What does it really mean? Kai is referring to a kol adam b'me'a v'esrim shana. Every person until he gets to be 120 years old, she'eino yodea imitzliach yidei chavaso ad bo'ol olam haba. A person can live his entire life, and he doesn't know if he was matzliach. Well, he matzliach in the avoda that he was sent here to do in this world or not? And until Yisroel Haba, he will not know the answer to that question. What it means to say is, a person lives in this world, and we have a tafkid, and we have talents, and we have kochos, and we have special characteristics, and we try and we think about what would be the best way I could serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we could serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, each person in themselves. But at the end of the day, and he lives his life with that, and he does it passionately, and he tries his best, and that's what we're supposed to do. We can't do anything more than that. That's what we do the best we can with what we have. But if somebody stops you on the street and says, can you tell me, are you sure that you're doing the avodah you're supposed to be doing for Kadosh Baruch Hu? Can you be sure? What's the answer to that question? Obviously not. Ech eshal dat. Nobody really knows the answer. Can't say. We can say, I'm convinced. I'm 99% sure. I really feel this was my calling. You can say whatever you want. Okay? And you could really feel it. But can you say, I know what my avodah was in this world? You can't say that. When will you know that? After you leave this world, you go to Olam Haba, and they'll tell you what your tafkid was, and they'll show you how much of it you fulfilled, or you chose. Maybe you got it right. Maybe you chose right. You hit the nail on the head, and you hit the jackpot, Powerball. Okay, Yevamish Kavaldik, you got it. Okay, if yes, great. But if maybe not. So that's the Lashon HaPasuk says, "Va'anachnu lo neda." We don't know. Ma na'avod Hashem. How are we going to serve Kadosh Baruch Hu? Are we serving Him right? I'm waiting for Hashem. Until we get there, we're not going to ever know. It's a very scary point. Person lives their whole life. This is true. This is truth, though. That's how it goes. Person lives their entire life. They think. They're a thinking person. They speak to people. They got guidance. They got hadracha. They have Rabbanim, it's great. Everything's beautiful. This is everything kedas v'kedin. And if you do everything kedas v'kedin, you have absolutely no idea if you're on the right track or not. That's the scary part of the fort. But the other part of the fort is that, okay, but that's exactly what Hashem wants us to do. He wants us to utilize everything we have, all the kochos that we have, and all the resources that we have to try to figure it out, and do the greatest job in this world that we can, and greatest avodah Hashem, and hopefully, we're going to do it right. And we're going to guess right. And every person is going to find their mahalach and their path of what Hashem wants them to go ahead and do. But to get validation, that's really true? I'm not going to until we get to Shemayim and find out afterwards. Oh, you were supposed to go into this. Oops, you're supposed to do this. In a famous story of the Netziv, everyone's heard 1,000 times that he was having a hard time learning. His parents said, okay, so he won't go into learning. And then he got upset. Then he ended up turning it all around. So when he got to Shemayim, so they said, had he not gone into that, they would have showed him the Emek Dever and the Emek HaNetziv and Herchiv Dever and all the things, the Shilpos, all the things he was supposed to go ahead and write. What would have happened to that? Okay, so it's true. A person can live a whole entire life and can find out that he was supposed to be something totally different. We don't know. We have to just like the Gemara says, "Ein l'dayan elamash ein avros." Dayan can only judge what he sees in front with his own eyes. We do the best we can. We're trying, and we have to try, and we have to mamash think about it. And maybe some people sometimes make unbelievable midlife switches, okay, because they realize this is just not what I was supposed to be doing in this world. This is not my calling. I thought it was. I went to this type of school or this type of profession, and I'm not feeling fulfilled. I don't feel like I'm using all my kochos. I got to make a switch. It happens. We have stories like that all the time. So he finishes off the vort. He says later. So the Gemara says, famous Gemara. The Gemara says that one of the Rabbanim was in Babas. It says, "Ki hadi Yosef Rabbi Yeshua Chalash." He was very sick. Ingid. Amalei Avua Mai Chazis. So his father came to him. So what did you see? Amalei Olam Hafuch Ra'isi Alyon LeMatzu Tachton LeMala. He said, "I saw." He had a vision into the next world, and he saw Elyonim Lamata, those who are high are now low, and those who are low are now high. Amarle Olam Barur Raita. You didn't see the Olam Hafuch. You saw an Olam that is clear and correct. What's the pshat over here in this Gemara? So Rashi has one pshat, which we'll leave off right this moment. But let's go to the next pshat that says, where the break of the paragraph is there. It says, Ava Yesh Lamar at the end of the line. Yesh Lamar Od. What does it mean? He saw those who were Elyon in this world, in the lower world, and now they were high in this world, now they're low, and those who were low in this world, now high. Hayinu mishum. Deba'olam ha'emes, yesh kaneh hamida shona legam shelanu. The way to measure, the way they measure Shemayim of success, how do you measure success in Shemayim, is different than how we measure success in this world. Why? The Sham, there, Ikr ha'cheshbon hu lefi kisharon ha'adam. The way they grade your Shemaim is calculated based on the talents you were given, the potential that you had, all the resources that were put in front of you during your lifetime, and how much of it did you maximize. It could be. It could be that you're in this world, and it's not that you're one of the Elyonim, like Rashi said, you're a rich person, not like Dabshat. You're really one of the Elyon because you're really a great person in this world. You're a tzaddik. You do lots of mitzvahs. You learn a lot of Torah. And you're really, Ali b'de emes, one of the Elyonim. El d'lefi kishurav shenitan lo. But according to the talents you were given, ulefi tenae chayav, and according to the conditions of your life, lo nitzal otam la'avdus Hashem k'deboi. Ve'av nashav l'tachtonim. This is mamash mafchid. He says that what? Could be a person really, Ali ben Emes was an Elyon in this world. Meaning he was a really great person. He was a tzaddik. But you know what? The level of tzaddik that he was, he could have been 50 times greater than what he was in this world. He was still good. He was even great, let's say. But he could have been unbelievable out of this world. Based on the kofas that he had, and then how Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him everything that he could have wanted for. He could have gone so much further. So he only fulfilled 30%, 40% of his tafkid, 50% of his tafkid. So 50% of your tafkid in this world, based on everyone else, okay, you're still one of the great people in this world. Okay? Because he was able to do tremendous things, and he had a great mind, and he was given all of everything, but he could have done twice as much of what he accomplished. So in the next world, it's not going to be so great, because that's the way they measure it is what did you accomplish based on what you did versus what you could have done. Masha Enkin, Acher, Sheitachin, Lo Nitpatech L'Adam Chashuv. You can have a person who was not a great person in this world. Mikomakam Asaka Fi Kochotav Ulfi Matzavo. But he did everything according to what his energies were and his strengths were, and according to his condition, he had a much harder life. Vulai Saval Harbe Yisurim Kadom, and he had a lot of difficulties, but he mamish utilized every single ounce of strength that he had for Torah and mitzvahs and avodas Hashem. As Sham Bo Haemes Nechshav LeElyon, he'll be on top. Vizehu Olam Barur, and this is what it's all about. This is a clear world. The Sham Dalin Es Adam Afum Gam LaShichna, because the camel is according to its burden that's on its back. Okay? Meaning that every camel, every person, is given a different burden, a different amount of package that they have to carry. And every person's package is different. Al-Kain, lo no de man navo rad buen shalom. Therefore, we don't know until we get there. Okay, this is an unbelievable yesod. A person, he says, could really be was a tachton here. He was not nechshav as a great person here in this world. And Ben Mishu wasn't a great person. But you know what? He utilized 90% of what he could have reached, his maximum. Okay? He did much less than the guy who was an Elyon in this world, and was Benet an Elyon. He was a tzaddik. But he only used 50% of his kochos, of what he could have reached. So in the Olam HaElyon, what will happen? Who will be higher? The 90% guy. In this world, it wasn't like that. But that's not how they in this world. We don't know. We can't measure the potential of a person. We can't measure the kochos of a person. We don't know. Hashem knows. And the olam ha'emes, what's barur? That's what the Gemara says. Oh, you saw that? That's an olam barur. An olam barur means that's what the emes. What's really true is each person is graded and is judged. And should be determined his Elyon status or Tachton status, not by based on how do we perceive him, because we're Mugbah, we're limited as people. What he should be graded on is based on what he could have done, possibly what his maximum 100% that he could have done. How much of that did he actually utilize? How much did he accomplish? And those who have a higher rating, okay, of the amount of potential energy that they utilize for the right thing, will go further and will be actually more correct than those who bemet did much more and keilu accomplished more. Looked like they accomplished much more in this world, but they could have done so much more. So in Shemaim, that's the bottom line. Is I gave you a tafkid, I gave you a kohos. There, every person has 100% that he can fulfill. Question is, how much of that did you utilize? And that is something that nobody in this world can guess. And that's what it says. We're not going to know how our avoda was, what our avoda should be, how our avoda was until we get there. We can just try. We have to give it our all. But ultimately, the final answer will only come once we really get to shrine and find out what we were meant to do, and how much of that each person was able to strive for and accomplish in his time in this world. Which is, again, it's a little bit of a scary word, but I think it has a tremendous amount of MS also. I think it's all MS, that's the truth. And we really, not that he needs my approval or my stamp, okay, but I think this is crucial also for us in terms of the fact, I was talking with Jake about this recently, that, well, you know, so much of our lives we spend on comparing and contrasting one person to another, and I should do this and I should do that. He does that, and I should be doing the following. And all these guessing games about trying to compare ourselves to somebody else. But in the reality, okay, we only have to, and we're only asked to fulfill and our mission to its fullest. And each person's 100% mission is different. Okay, and even though we may see it as he was given a lower tafkin, who's given a higher tafkin, it's not we're not comparing, because in the end he was given a 100% flask or tube to fill, and he was given the same thing to fill. Each person has to just utilize that and fill it as much as he can. How much percentage you fill in the end of the day, that's going to determine the greatness and the expectation of what Hashem wants from you. That's exactly what it's about. That is the yesod, ha-yesodot, and the important part for us to remember that we have that ability. We have that. We each have our own package that we need to carry. Our own tafkid, and has to be carried out to its fullest, not anybody else's. So a great quote mentioned to Jacob as well, which says, the quote says the following. It says, be yourself, because everyone else is already taken. Which means, don't have to try to be anybody else. Just be yourself. That's what you're meant. That's what Hashem wants from you. Be yourself, but be yourself to the max. Okay. A little later on in the parsha, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu that we have to do Korban Pesach. Take the dam and put it on the two mezuzahs, the al hamashkov, and on the top
mantle.
Top of the doorway, al habatim, asher yachlu oso b'hem. The house you're going to be eating in, put the dam on the mezuzahs, and then put it on across the top. And then, very interestingly, a few psukim later, that's Pasuk Zion. Pasuk Kaf Beis, it says, now, Moshe Rabbeinu came to Am Yisrael, and he told them over what has to be done. And, Vayikra Moshe l'kozik nei Yisrael, Vayomar leham, Mishchu k'chulachem tzon, Mishchulatechem, V'shachatu ha-Pasach, U'lekachtem agudat ezov, U'tivaltem badam asher basaf. Now listen, V'higatem el ha-mashkof, V'el shtei ha-mezuzot, Min hadam asher basaf. And you should put the blood on the top, across the top of the doorway, and on the two side panels of the door, on the mezuzahs. Makara. Shachach. Barber. Moshe Rabbeinu got it mixed up. Well, Hashem said to him, I want you to put the blood on the mezuzahs and on the mashkof. And Moshe Rabbeinu told us to put it on the mashkof and on the mezuzahs. So, you could just say, it's okay, what does it matter? At the end of the day, they put the two places, supposed to make sure you get in all the places, it's all good. So that's one answer. Okay, it's not gonna make a good sefer, that answer, and I can get a lot of shout outs for that. So the Kliyakar says a better shot. The Medrash says, famous Medrash says in the bottom, Shek Kodesh Baruch Hu Amar Li Yisrael Shuvu Alai V'Yachar Kach Hashuv Aleichem. Shem says to Am Yisrael, calls out, return to me, and I will return to you. Uknesses Yisrael Meshiva Ein Bikoch Hashuv Tchila Ela Ata Tiyah Matchil Shneamar Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha V'Yachar Kach V'Nashuva. You return us to you, and then we will return. Meaning, you bring us closer. Obviously, what's the point? If you already turned us to him, why would you return? What it means is, you start the process, bring us back, start bringing us back, and then we'll do the end. And Shem says, no, that's not going to work for me. You guys return to me, and then I'll finish it off. And this is the give and take, or we'll call it the two sides, or the conflict, whatever you want to call it, between the HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael, of who needs to take the first step. Klal Yisrael feels like we're helpless. Hashem, you gotta help us out. We're there. We want it, but like, we just can't do it. You need to help us. Then you'll see. We're real rough, and we're gonna come back. And Hashem says, "Let me see. Go ahead, start. You just have to start. I'll be happy to take you after that. But you gotta make the first step. So what's correct?" So that's the Medrash. Says the Kli Yakar, that's exactly what's going on here. V'haderech zeh yifurash hamashkof klapi Hashem Yisbarach elyon halakol. The mashkof, the top of the doorway, is the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The sides, the mezuzas, hamachzikim hamashkof, that's chus avos v'imos. That is the imos and the avos that we're so mechan, ki avos heim tachas lemerkava heim zeros olam. They're the ones who uphold. They're underneath the Merkava, Kadosh Baruch Hu's chariot, and we're holding up. What's holding up the chariot is the Schus Avos and Nimos and Am Yisrael's ancestors, that we lean on them for our success and for our salvation. The Kachamar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he was talking to Moshe Rabbeinu, giving a tzivui kechole kavoli rayav, he was giving kavod to those who fear him. V'natnu al shtem zot chila yachar kachal mashkof, meaning, go put the blood on the sides, on the schus avos, on the schus imos, on the masim, on the actions of Am Yisrael, put it there first. That's got to start the process. And then, put it across the top. Then I'll come into the picture, and I'll help out, and I'll bring you back. The Amar, Chag HaMashkov L'Masha Tzadikim, B'nei Avos V'Imos, Yu HaMatchilim. You have to start, the B'nei Avos, B'nei Imos, the sons of the tzaddikim, of those great people, you have to be the ones who started out. Moshe Amar, v'higatim hamashkof tchila, ke'ein banu koach lahatchil. Meaning, Moshe didn't forget, he didn't get confused, he didn't mess up the tzivui, but he understood the message from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu was giving him like a little bit of a shmuz, okay? There was a message that was underneath that line which Hashem said to him, which is that I want you to first put it on the mezuzahs and then on the top. Moshe Rabbeinu chapt, I got it. But I got to tell you something, Kadosh Baruch Hu, we pasha can't do it. You don't understand. We're in Mitzrayim here. It's hard. We're not the sugah at this point to be able to have that kind of koach, to be able to come up with the power and the ability and the strength to start the process. We can't. But if you will bring us and you start us off, we'll do it. And so Moshe Rabbeinu gave the tzivui, okay? Had it been a tzivui from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was like ironclad, and Amish, that's it. So Moshe Rabbeinu can't change the tzivui. Ma'az it tzuchiyot. Moshe Rabbeinu understood also that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was chole kavod reyav. It was within, he was being chole kavod that he wanted, he was hoping, and his desire was it should come ayidei Am Yisrael starting out. Moshe Rabbeinu said to him, maybe I agree with you. In an ideal state, that'd be wonderful. But right now where we're at, we pusher can't do it. And this is an important insight. It's an important back and forth, which we have all the time. Okay? On a prod level, on the cloud level, each person, and as an individual, and as Am Yisrael, we have this back and forth, okay, with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the understanding that, you know, sometimes, again, it can depend on the situation. Sometimes a person really is expected to be able to return, and he has to really make the first step, and HaKadosh Baruch will take him. And sometimes we're really not. We don't. It's very hard for us to know. Like I said before, we don't have no idea what's expected of us. But definitely, there's a struggle here, and the question is of who has to take that first step. Okay, both players obviously have to be involved, and both have to be active. The question is who's gonna make the first move, and that's the discussion, that's the discrepancy, and that's what's going on here between the two different Lishonos in the Psukim here. Okay. Let's go to the top here. This is a piece of Rav Kook's Sefer about Olat Re'iya. And he talks here about matzah. And why Davka, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us, of all things, that we should start out leaving Mitzrayim, we should have matzahs. What was so special? What's special about matzah? L'chora, not too much. It's pretty, bland, tasteless, crunchy, okay? Hopefully. But
that's your Svarti.
Well, that's your Svarti, of course, that's spongy. But for us, it's basically crunchy, brittle, sometimes, and like, doesn't taste so good. Doesn't have really any taste. So like, why would that be the specific food, ethnic food, to choose to remember the great salvation out of Mitzrayim? Why specifically matzah? Why specifically the chipazon that we have to be running out? Alright, ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have orchestrated in any fashion that he wanted. There was a point that even before it took place, Hashem says it's going to take place with chipazon. But it didn't have to be that way. Could have taken on time and gone out slowly, take it easy, relax, ragua, right? Why does it have to be a bit chipazon? So says Rav Kook something very, very beautiful here. Says, normally, when a nation is created, how a nation is created, there's a group of people, and they have certain customs, they have certain things they do, they share things in common, they have certain perspectives, certain vantage points, and naturally speaking, over a period of time, a long period of time, the nation starts to come together, it starts to form, because it started off as a few families, then it became like a small neighborhood, then it became like a tribe, and then it became like a city, okay? And somehow, over time, slowly, they figure out what their customs are, and what their practices are, and what their beliefs are, okay? And it takes a very long time till a nation comes together, and then they are a nation. That has to do with their culture, that has to do with their whatever spiritual side that they are. It's a very slow, gradual process that a nation becomes what they are. However, by Am Yisrael, we did not have that experience. Am Yisrael was in Mitzrayim, their kochos were squashed due to their fact that they were afflicted, and they were in pain, and they were suffering. And they were a very, very low level. And then Pitom, okay, 5 lines, right? Yatsa befeta Pitom, min hakoach lapol. Then also we became a nation. Quickly. Overnight, almost. Or we'll say over 50 nights. Okay? We became Am Yisrael. We went from the tachtit, mamash, of Mitzrayim, and we became the nation that was standing and was greeting and confronting, having a encounter with the Melech Malchei HaMelechim. How in the world does that work? That's not exactly a slow, gradual process. The nation here just became a nation overnight. That's not normal. So he said, in order for that to take place, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to create a situation where Am Yisrael had absolutely nothing left from their time they were in Mitzrayim. They were in Mitzrayim 210 years, and if we would have waited for Klal Yisrael slowly to shed the 210 years of what happened in Mitzrayim until we became Am Yisrael would have taken a tremendous amount of time. In order to bypass that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created something very, very l'malim min ha-teva, okay, out of this world. And he created basically a nation from nothing to being his Am HaNivchar, the Am that's going to receive the Torah, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's special gem up in Shemayim. How does one do that? Therefore, he says about 10 lines down in the middle, Therefore, it had to be that Am Yisrael, in order for us to be created, there had to have been nothing left whatsoever of the tzura of what we were in from before. All kolakinim aruchanim, everything we had gotten from Mitzrayim, we have to make sure that we shed all that quickly. And whatever was left of the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim, the last, the makah, the patish was mishchu kulachem tzon, mashchu yedei menu. Take your hand, remove it from the Avodah Zarah. Not only remove it, but shecht it. Ad shehayu meshulim mikol tzura leumit. Until the point where they had no remnants at all of their experience in Mitzrayim. They had destroyed it physically. They destroyed it. They slaughtered it. So now we're what we call daf chalak, an empty sheet, okay, plain, okay, nothing on it, nothing, okay, no taste, no tzura, no nothing, just Am Yisrael, ready to start mechadash. Now that we're nothing, now that we're just like a piece of, like, imagine like a coin, okay, it's just a blank piece of silver. Okay, what happens then? Then they come down with the tabat, what is it, the form? What's the official word? The mint? Whatever it is, the coin, and they put a picture on it, right? You can put something onto something that's clear. But if it has all kinds of mess going on in it, and then on top of it you try to put a...
insignia.
What? Insignia. It's not going to turn out so well. It's going to be a mess. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to kielu strip down Am Yisrael to nothing. Nothing whatsoever. No Mitzrayim. We have to have gotten rid of that in order that we can then go into this speeded up process of going from nothing to Am HaNifchar, Am Eloki, Am HaTorah with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aval. Last slide. Mitoch sheshum tarbut acheret he ma'akevet et kedushas haTorah, because if we had any other culture that was part of us still, we would not have been able to receive the kedusha of the Torah. Va'atzura elokit and v'shtila kadosh baruch hu's tzura, his insignia that he wanted to stamp onto us, we wouldn't have been ready for it. Alkein lo'olam lo hayu klau ruim lepituach shel hadraga. That's why we couldn't go through the slow, gradual process of an am. Therefore, everything has to be quick. Everything has to be quick. We have to get rid of the Mitzrayim quickly, and we have to prepare ourselves for this new nation that we're going to become. And therefore, Al Kain Hayah Dugmasha Lehem Lematza. And that's specifically why the Semel of Pesach, which is the going out of Mitzrayim, Hashem taking us out, leaving all the culture, leaving everything that we had behind, and getting ready for a new stamp on us of Am Yisrael, that is exactly like matzah. It has mishulal, it's null and void of any tzura, doesn't have any shape to it, doesn't have any characteristics, it has no tam. But you could put stuff onto it. It's not bread, but you could put stuff onto matzah and it could have some taste. The same thing in Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael has to be like a matzah. Hashem made Am Yisrael into a matzah. Okay, He flattened us out. Okay, what it means is flattened us out from anything else that could have existed, from all other cultures, from all other inclinations that Am Yisrael had while they're in Mitzrayim, including the Avodah Zarah, including all the mindsets that they had while they were there, everything had to be destroyed. And we had to just be flattened. So that on top of it, okay, we could now put something, and together it could be tasty and enjoyable. So too, the same thing is true here. Am Yisrael had to be nothing, so that Kashmir could bring down the chotemet, bring down the insignia, bring down the stamp to put onto Am Yisrael and create the nation that he wanted. And that's why the process happens immediately, speedily, and without a slow process. We also mentioned this last week. We mentioned about the Malbim, that this type of gula we're talking about here, the gula was me'al ateva. Because the gula was me'al ateva, which it wasn't a slow gula, it happened pitom, overnight, we became nig'alim, because we're not dealing with a logical process. Okay, we went from nothing to everything. That's exactly what the cook here is saying also. But not only that, but that's exactly why matzah, specifically, and the chippazon was chosen as the semels, the symbols of Pesach, is exactly why it's a parallel to how Am Yisrael was, like we went from nothing. What we had to get rid of, and when we got to that point, then we were ready for a rejuvenation and a new creation of something called Am Yisrael. Okay, last 2 minute board, I won't call it a night. Quickly, the Meshech Chachma on the bottom, Pasuk Yigalta Bicho Yamahu Asash Bavur Ze Asash Mitzvot Mitzrayim. He says, what's this comparison here? Right, we're supposed to tell our kids about this. Bavur Ze, because of this, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. What is Bavur Ze? Because of this, Hashem did all this for me in Mitzrayim. Sounds like there's two different time periods that we're looking at. So he says a beautiful mashal. He says, a mashal of a person marries off his daughter and gives her jewelry. And he gives the young couple, the father of the bride gives the young couple, buys them an apartment, and he gives a stipend of, for a month, how much they're gonna need, and takes care of all their everything they're missing out on, everything's taken care of for them. And the mother of the Kala, okay, the wife of this very generous Gvir, she is so happy, and her daughter is so thrilled, and he's whole, and she's so thrilled, and she's so happy, and I look at the young couple, so beautiful, Eze Yofi. So the husband says to her, no, let's not get carried away here. What? You think he's going to do anything bad to her now? It's the first 3 months, we just set them up with everything they could possibly imagine. What do you think, is anything's going to be bad? Of course she's smiling, of course everything is good. That's not a lump. That's not a proof of anything. That doesn't show anything great. Ema saya niro eki amali hayala toelet ubiti matza ohev that man. You know what? I'm going to know that it was a good deal and it was worth giving this money now. Not for now. I'm not giving her the deer now. For now, and I'm not giving her the jewelry for now. And I'm not giving them the money to live day by day now. This is a long term investment, not for today. Ki idagle parasata ubenashe yavi lachma. When will I know that it was worthwhile? When I see 10 years from now that he goes out and he makes the parnasa and he takes good care of her and he brings home food and he does everything that you're supposed to do as a father and as a husband, then I'll know that all the money I invested now was worthwhile. But it's not about today. Says the Neshe Chachma, that's exactly what Hashem says to us. You should tell your kids who lemor ba'avur ze asa Hashem li b'tzitz Mitzrayim ki av histavu Yisrael techa v'pesach u'matza ein ze ikra tachlis asher yishmeru at mitzot Hashem yitbarach b'or hem ha'nesuim al kanfei nesharim u'mesuvavim ba'amur ha'anan v'ochlim man v'shotim me'a be'er. You think this is the point? That they should eat matzah and they should eat Korban Pesach going out of Mitzrayim and Hashem is putting the yam for them and doing makas? And that they should drink the Mehab air and the man in the Midbar? You think that's the point of taking Am Yisrael? That's not what Hashem wants. That's not the proof. Of course they're going to do that. Same way the husband said to the wife, the parents, right, now that's a Raya? That's not a Raya. Of course they're going to grow up based on that. Of course they're going to eat the man. Big deal. What's the challenge? Rakashir Yavol Haaretz Ubechodesh Hazeh Eitz HaKatzer Tishmor HaSachag Hazeh Az Tireh Ki Kedai Hayu HaNisim HaNiflaos Asher Asisi Be'ez Hotziya Sam Mitzrayim. The proof will be no after that. I want to see what happens later when they get the Torah and they come to Eretz Yisrael and they set up shop and they start living tachlis, normal life. Are they going to be doing the Torah then? Then it will have been worthwhile. Everything they did on taking out of Mitzrayim will be worthwhile because that's the goal. Sometimes you have to invest a lot in order to get the end all goal. And that's Bavur Zeh Shata Amel V'Zorea V'Kotzer V'Shomer Mitzvot Hashem. If we do all those, we do all this Tzvus Baretz, and we follow the process, we do the natural process, and follow Kadosh Baruch Hu when life is natural and normal. Asa Hashem Li V'Tzeis Mitzrayim. That's, we will look back and we'll say, that's why Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. So we need to have this to understand. There's two parts here. There's the setup part. okay? Whichever you have to have all the trimmings and all the aspects in order to get you off and running, okay? Which is fine with the Yetzias Mitzrayim, or setting up the young couple. They need all that, but that's not the challenge. That's not the test. The test is really at the end. Will a person would cause that ultimately down the road? Will they be able to then set up shop? Will they be able to do things in the right way? Will they have to be appreciating all, and then all have been worth it? All that money will be worth it, but it's not a short investment. It's not about the now and today. It's about that being a springboard and that being the catalyst to make sure that we do ultimately the right things in Sivah Kadosh Baruch Hu in the fashion that we're supposed to in the regular, mundane, day-to-day life that we have in this world. Adkan.